He'll fire. And that finds the strike zone, 0-1. So 0-1 count. With two away. Bottom seventh, Anzai fires, and Degani fouls it backside, 0-2. 0-2 count. Two down. Looking in his Anzai once more. He'll set the 0-2 and a swing and a weak ground ball over to Zielinski at second. Feels it up in the throw to first. Is on the money. So that's the third out. We head to the top of the eighth. Raptors lead 10-3. We'll step away here on WFHR.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the eighth inning, as we had in between the bottom of the seventh and the top of the eighth, the Bark in the Park parade. So many dogs went behind near the backstop and walked from the third base entrance to the first. So that was a good sight to see, and it's always engaging for the fans. As a reminder, the Southwood County Humane Society was out today, and they had many sponsors, and it was great to see they were out. The Central Wisconsin Gift of Life was out. We had Jill Dillon here at the top of the third inning, so that was another informative thing, and it was also great to have her on. And it was one of the, I guess, the third nonprofit we've had here on WFHR. So number 27 making his debut is Patrick Foe. So Patrick Foe will make his debut for the Raptors. And a guy that's at the University of Antelope Valley, a senior from Honolulu, Hawaii. So the right-hander making his debut. So Patrick Foe, the right-hander. So stands tall at 6'4". And the first pitch for Patrick Foe. He'll stand in on Jason Jones. Jones 0-for-3 with two strikeouts as Foe delivers in here in the top of the eighth for a ball, 1-0. A 1-0 count for Foe. A dominant 10-3 lead for the Raptors. And Foe throws way outside. Two-oh count. So out of Honolulu, Hawaii, from University of Antelope Valley, Foe fires, got a quick release. And just on the inside edge. Four ball, 3-0. The 3-0 from Foe, and it's skied in the air. Popped away on the right side. 3-1. Top of the eighth inning, and this game started at 7:05, so we're at the 10:05 mark, an exactly 3-hour game. Foe will look in, making his debut, steps in, serves in, and a check swing, but it goes in low for ball four. So Jones at first and Jack Coleman, who's 0 for 2 with a run. And he's also drew a walk as well. So Foe walks his first batter. Stands tall, the right-hander. And Antelope Valley. At first is Jones. Foe fires in and a swing and a miss this time, 0-1. Foe shakes it off. Rafters have been in control since, you would say, in the bottom of the fourth, where they got 5 runs. They went up 6-3. They were down 3-1 in this game. It's been 9 unanswered. 1-1 count. Top of the eighth inning. 1 ball, 1 strike. So Holman with a home run this season. He has 13 hits and 8 RBIs. Foe will deliver the 1-1 away. Out for a ball, 2-1. So 2 balls, 1 strike. All right, leadoff walk for Jason Jones. Holman walked and grounded out to first as running after it is Bobo. It drops quickly. He slides and on the dirt near the Craft River. But he couldn't make that catch. Count is 2-2. So Bobo made the effort to go and grab that ball. 2-2 count. Looking in is Foe. At first stands Jones, and a ball lifted in the air in the left field. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Out and away. And once more, Foe will step in. Walked his first batter. Looking to retire the second one. He'll stand the 2-2, and just above the zone for a ball. 3-2 count. Patrick Foe, the fourth pitcher in the bullpen for the Rafters. 3 balls, 2 strikes. And the 3-2. A swing and a ground ball over that passes Broussard, but Conniff is there to field it and makes the out as Foe gets there and tags in time. But getting to second was Jason Jones. Holman grounds out. So A.J. Anzai, who just pitched, he'll step in. And he's had a good day. He's 2-for-3. So DHing, pitching, is doing just a little bit of everything. He's had a 2 RBI single day as well. So Anzai playing both sides of the ball. Runner at second, 1 down. And Patrick Foe. Will kick high. First offering and away. Down 4 ball, 1-0. So A.J. Anzai from Tribuco Canyon has played in both positions. So it might be the first time we've seen that this year where a pitcher has Also DH'd as well. On the 1-0. Sweeps low for a ball. 2-0. Top of the eighth inning. One down. A 10-3 lead for the Rafters. A 2-0 count. One gone. Foe steps in low. He'll look. And the 2-0 outside for a ball. And to the left-hander, A.J. Anzai ahead in the count. A three-ball count. One down. At second stands Jason Jones, who walked. He leads off there now. A couple shifts off the bag. Foe looks over. He'll kick the 3-0. And that just goes outside for ball four. So four straight balls on Zyda first. Mateo Matthews, who's 0 for 3. One down. So two walks for Foe. He walked Jackson, he walked Jones, and he walked Anzai. And Mateo Matthews, no hits on three at-bats. 27 hits, batting a 262. Foe will fire as Anzai skies this away, and it goes out of the ballpark. On the left side for a strike, 0-1. So Patrick Foe seeing his first action for the Rafters. You wonder if he'll end out the game in the top of the ninth, or Kirk Schreiner will go to somebody else. The 0-1 and bounces away from Duffy, and looks like a passed ball, and runners advance. So Anzai to second, Jones to third, two in scoring position. And Green Bay looking to get on the board for the first time since the fourth inning, where they got three runs. The count runs at one apiece. Foe will step in, and a swing and a line drive that drops in the right center field gap. Getting home is Jones. Rounding third is Anzai. As a throw from Hansen is not in time, Duffy drops it. So Anzai will score. And a two-run RBI single for Mateo Matthews, finally looks up and is excited about that one. So the Rafters give up two runs. Rockers get on the board for the first time since the fourth. And they cut this to 10-5. So Cooper Kelly batting in the nine hole, 1 for 3. One down. Foe will serve. Out and away, and a dropped ball from Duffy. So a low fly ball and pulls into right center field. That's basically what's been happening. A long game between these two teams, but 15 combined runs, 17 combined hits. The 1-0 inside. 2-0. So 2-0 count. And one down. Foe fires outside in the 3-0 count. Really struggling to find the zone. Nobody's warming up in the bullpen for the Rafters right now, so I'm assuming that Foe will end out this game. He's got some work to do here in the top of the eighth. The 3-0 right down the plate for a strike, 3-1. A 3-1 count. And a curve at 81. Three balls, a strike. With one down. The 3-1. Out and away for ball four. So another walk. Cooper Kelly walks this time. And we return to the top of the order. Kendall Yule, who's 2 for 4, a base hit on his past two at-bats. And Brian Dyer stepping out of the dugout right now. having a word with Foe. And also Duffy's out there as well. So the bases are loaded. And now it's a five-run game. You can't get too complacent here because it was Raptors up 10-3. Get two runs, it's 10-5. Now the base is loaded, only one down. You got to stay smart. Green Bay right now has really struggled on the defensive side. Their bats have started to come alive, specifically here in the eighth. So Kendall Yule, the center fielder, who struck out once. Two hits for him on four at-bats. As Foe fires and sweeps low outside for about 1-0. So at first is Kelly. At second is Mateo Matthews. Runners on first and second. A 1-0 count. And down low for about 2-0. So Patrick Foe nearing his 27th pitch. This is the fourth pitcher for the Rockers. A 2-0 count. Foe, the kick, and the wild pitch that goes behind Duffy, and runners advance to second and third. So now two in scoring position. Kendall Yule way ahead in this count, 3-0. Foe has struggled in his debut. He's given up a hit and two runs and has walked three batters. So if Kendall Yule can find a way to get on base and perhaps send some home, this is going to become very interesting. So Patrick Foe will serve the 3-0, and that is inside. Yule's walked. He'll take first, and now the base is loaded with Zane Zielinski up. Zielinski 1-for-3 with a run. He grounded out to the pitcher, was walked, and flew out to right. So this is interesting now. One down. Patrick Foe will look in. He'll fire. Inside comes in for a ball. So Duffy having a word with his pitcher right now. Top of the eighth inning. And Duffy just saying, hey, slow down a bit because Foe was working quickly, but he's not finding the strike zone. So looks like now a pitcher is warming up in the bullpen. Don't have eyes on who that is yet. A 1-0 count. One down. Foe, if he allows a hit or a couple more runs here, he's going to put Green Bay right back in this game. And the 1-0 just low of the zone. Four ball, 2-0. So Brian Dyer stepping out of the dugout right now. He's looking over to the bullpen and warming up. Here's a pitcher. 2-0 count. Two away for the Raptors, top of the eighth. And Zielinski sees the 2-0, and this is low for about 3-0 now. So he walks this batter, a run gets home. Green Bay only down five runs. They've already gotten two here in the top of the eighth. Patrick Foe with the ball in his glove kicks the 3-0, and that sweeps the zone inside for a strike, 3-1. So 3-1 count. Zielinski 1-for-3. He's been one of five Rockers to cross home plate. He'll see the 3-1 and bounces into right center field. This ball's heading back, but Sailors is there to make the grab on his way over from third. Getting home in time is Matthews. And the runners advance to first and third, but two down. So a sack fly from Zielinski does his job of getting a runner home. And now it's 10-6. And now Carlos Hernandez 1-for-4 with a run. His only hit came on a double in the top of the fourth. Two down. At first is Yule, and at third is Cooper Kelly. Two gone, and Yule on his way to second, and Duffy doesn't even attempt to make that throw. That was an easy stolen base. So if a run gets on here, given if Hernandez walks, you know, pending he does, he sees three more balls, the tying run would be at the plate. So Raptors are going to look to take care of business. And the 1-0 inside, four ball, 2-0. So once more, Patrick Foe find himself down in the count. He's walked four batters. He's given up a hit and three runs. So at a 35-pitch count right now, he wasn't already planning to come back in the game, but now by the rules of the league, their standard, he's up to 36 pitches in this inning. So 3-0 count. Two down. Stepping high in firing is Foe. And that goes inside for ball four. So Carlos Hernandez will take first. That's the fifth batter walked. And the base is loaded. And Kirk Schreiner coming out now. And he'll call to the bullpen. So, yeah, Patrick Foe's day is done. Has really struggled on the mound. And it looks like a new pitcher in for the Raptors. So talking to his infield. And it looks to be Christian Casillas. So Christian Casillas, he'll step in now. Casillas out of Los Angeles Harbor College from Downey, California. So he's appeared in one game back against Traverse City on July the 8th. He threw an inning and walked one batter. That was about it. So Casillas, the fifth Raptor from the bullpen, will take the mound. His job here is to get an out here at top of the eighth. Two down, top of the eighth inning. So, yeah, now they're going to have to tighten up here because you've given Green Bay three runs. The bases are loaded. The tying run is at the plate. JoJo Jackson will step in. He's had no hits on three at-bats and a walk. So, Jackson from Georgia State in Atlanta, Georgia. Casillas, the right-hander, is warming up now. So Casillas, a guy, another California native. He appeared in 13 games for Los Angeles Harbor College, started four of them. He had a 2-3 record. He pitched in 34 and a 2/3 inning with 30 strikeouts. Has allowed only one home run and walked 19 batters, though, at Los Angeles Harbor College. He had a season-high 6 strikeouts in 6 1/3 innings pitched against Barstow College back on February the 8th. So a second-half guy for the Raptors, and this is big for him. If he can get out of this, 10-6. You know, when it was 10-3, Green Bay wasn't in a position to win a ball game. Now with three runs, they put themselves right back in a position to make this interesting. The bases are loaded on JoJo Jackson, so Casillas, the right-hander, and we'll look in. Two down, and he'll fire outside for a ball, 1-0. A 1-0 count, two down. JoJo Jackson, 39 hits. He sees the 1-0. And that comes in for a ball, 2-0. So Raptors, their bullpen, same with Green Bay. They both have really struggled to find the strike zone here in the second game. 2-0 count. Bases loaded. Hernandez at first, Ewell on second, and Cooper Kelly at third. And a swing and a ball skied in the air into right field as Sailors runs under it and makes the easy catch for the third out. So the Raptors only allow three runs, 10-6 now. We head to the bottom of the eighth on WFHR.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the eighth inning, A.J. Anzai on the mound once again for the Rutgers. Three runs in the top of the eighth. They've cut this to a four-run ball game. So Luke Hansen will lead off. So Hansen, for him today, he's gone one for three with an RBI. Drew a walk and two strikeouts. So A.J. Anzai once more. He's recorded a strikeout. So Hansen will step in. The Raptors have out-hit the Rockers 9-8. Anzai, the left-hander, he works quickly and peppers the right side of the zone. 0-1. 17 combined hits and 16 runs between these two teams. A lot of offense. The 0-1 low. Inside for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. A step high from Anzai in the 1-1. Hansen lifts the ball into shallow right and drops in kind of an awkward spot and stays fair. Anzai gives up a hit. Luke Hansen to first. So a leadoff single for Hansen. So Alex Duffy had the biggest day so far for the Raptors. 3-for-4 with two runs and four RBIs. So Duffy's been the story. As Hansen at first, Anzai fires. And it goes low for about 1-0. 1-0 count near bottom eight. One ball, no strikes. And Duffy flies it away left side. And it goes out for a strike. 1-1. So one ball, one strike. As Luke Hansen stands at first. 1-1 count. Anzai looks and stands at first as the steal from Hansen, the tag in time from Kelly. So Cooper Kelly gets the tag. Hansen tries to stare and steals second. But unfortunately for him, he goes down. But the Raptors a 10-6 lead as Alex Duffy will see a 1-1 count. So Hansen was kind of in a jam right there between first and second. A throw from Matthews to Kelly, and he gets him. And the 1-1 across the plate for a strike. 1-2. One down. A 1-2 count. A.J. Anzai, who's already had a strikeout, looking for his second. He'll fire the 1-2 and a swing and a weak ground ball over to Zielinski at second. The scoop up in the glove and the throw to first is right on the money for two down. Two down. And Duffy, he goes down, and, well, this brings up Nolan Sailors. So perhaps this could be a three-up and three-down inning, given they've retired three batters, because Hansen got a base hit, but he got picked off at second. Duffy grounds out to second, and Nolan Sailors, who struck out swinging, popped out to short. He's walked, flown out to center, and also flown out to left field and hits a ground ball on the right field side. He's 0 for 4. So the only people without a hit in the lineup has been Sailors, Gallison, and Bobo. Everybody else, at least a hit. So an all-around team effort. Anzai shakes it off. 1-2 count. And the finds the inside for a strike. So Anzai strikes out the batter. Green Bay retires the side. We head to the top of the ninth. Raptors lead 10-6. Can they find three more strikeouts in them? Find out next here on WFHR. We'll step away.
You have been listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Let's get back to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the ninth inning, Jason Jones steps on the right-handed batter's box. So Christian Casillas back on the mound for the Raptors. He's only had a third of an inning, four pitches. So Casillas will serve the 1-0 way outside on Jones. Jones 0 for 3 with a run. He's drawn a walk and two strikeouts. So Casillas, can he find a way to retire this side and end this what's been a long game? It's been over 3.5 hours. Game started at 7:05. And now it's, well, nearing 10:35, so 3 hours and 29 minutes. It's been long, but Raptors, the main thing right now, they're leading 10-6, a 3-0 count here on Jones. And Casillas, the quick fire, and peppers the left edge, finds the strike zone, 3-1. So you take it. It's been a long day, I think, for everybody. And the players had to report around 9:30 range. Game one was at 11:35, and now the second game, 3-1 outside for ball four. So Jones will take first, and a leadoff walk for the Rockers. Jack Holman, who's had no hits on three at-bats. He's had a run and a walk. So now Jack Holman at UCLA. He's made an error there in left field today. Raptors have out-hit Green Bay 10-8, but the Rockers still are not ready to go home so soon. They've cut this to 10-6. Christian Casillas, the serve, and a swing and a miss. Holman reaches it out for it on the left edge. The 0-1. No balls, a strike. You know, one count. Casillas will look in once more, and the 0-1 bounces to Duffy. He gets up quickly. Jones was looking to steal second, but retreats to first. 1-1. So one ball, one strike. Christian Casillas, who hasn't struck out a batter this season, but he's only appeared in an inning prior to this. He'll kick the 1-1 and a swing and a low liner into right field. On his way to third is Jones. He'll get there now. Runners at first and third, and here come the Rockers. Not done yet in the top of the ninth. Holman gets his first base hit of the day, and A.J. Anzai DHing 2-for-3 with a 2 RBI day and a run. He also has a walk as well. So he's been DHing. He's also been the pitcher. So playing on both sides of the ball. Just was responsible for that last strikeout to end the top of the, end the bottom of the eighth. Runners at first and third. No outs. Rockers are just not done. Casillas will fire on Zai, fouls it off left side. A pitcher warming up in the bullpen for the Raptors. So we'll see how far Casillas goes in this inning. 0-1 count. Christian Casillas, the right-hander. He looks down, stands on the first base side of the slab. The 0-1 up and away. And, well, a 1-1 count. Holman at first. Jason Jones at third. And A.J. Anzai. Even in this count, Casillas, the 1-1. Outside, Duffy gets up quickly. And now 2-1. Rockers have only been out hit by one hit now, 10-9. They've committed three errors in the field. 2-1 count. Christian Casillas, he'll kick high in a curveball. And right down the plate for strike, 2-2, so gets back even in this count. Two balls, two strikes. If another runner gets on, it means the tying run will be at the plate. So Raptors going to have to be careful. 2-2 low for a ball. So 3-2. And Mateo Matthews is on deck and had a two-run RBI single his last time up. Casillas steps in the 3-2. Outside for ball four. So the base is loaded. Nobody down. And Mateo Matthews is up. Kirk Schreider calling to the bullpen. And this looks like it could be possibly Alec Burnett. So Burnett, another Wagner College guy. He'll be facing his collegiate teammate in Mateo Matthews. So both college guys going at it. So now the tying run is at home plate. And, well, it's getting a little worrisome right now. Alec Burnett, he's been impressive. He's been very impressive. One of the best Raptor pitchers in the bullpen this season. He's had 12 games appeared in, one save, 13 innings of work. He's allowed six hits, two runs, and 18 strikeouts. A .69 ERA, so they're going to need one of their best pitchers to get them out of this jam right now. Three runs for Green Bay in the top of the eighth, and they're threatening here once more in the ninth. So he picked up the save back on June the 22nd at Fond du Lac. We went an inning, a walk, and a strikeout. So they're going to need the right-hander Burnett from Columbus, Indiana. At first is A.J. Anzai. At second is Holman. And at third is Jones. So Matthews on Burnett. Two Wagner College guys going at it. Teammates for most of the year, but when they hit the Northwoods League in the summer, they are on the opposing teams. And, well, a big account here and a big opportunity for Green Bay. So Burnett, perhaps he's got the upper edge right now on Matthews, given he knows Mateo. So perhaps he can find ways to get him swinging at pitches he doesn't like. Bases loaded for Green Bay. There is no outs. Questionable and really tough pitching from the Raptors pitchers. You look at it. Both bullpens have struggled today. It's been, well, I believe, well, it's been 12 combined walks for the Rockers, and the Raptors on their end have 10. So right there, 22 combined walks between the bullpen. And, well, now bases loaded. Mateo Matthews, 1-for-4 with a run. He has an opportunity to make this a ball game. And it certainly is right now, but with a tying run at the plate, the Raptors have three more outs to go. So Alec Burnett, he's a guy that can come in these situations and get it done. We'll find out now if he can do it once more. So Burnett, the right-hander, serves in and bounces away. It goes away from Duffy, sliding in safe. Head first is Jones, and already a run scores. 10-7. It's a three-run ball game. So Alec Burnett, a tough first pitch and a pass ball. 10-7 is the score. A 1-0 count. Burnett sets and serves, and a swing and a miss for Matthews. 1-1. A 1-1 count. Fastball clips the zone at 91, and Burnett will come set once more. A ball and a strike. Matthews sees the 1-1, and sliding away is Duffy, and it comes in for a ball 2-1. So advancing the bags at second is Anzai, and at third is Holman. 2-1 count, nobody down. Tying run at the plate. Burnett will fire, and a swing and a ball lifted in the air into right center field, running after it, and this ball hits the wall. One run scores, and here comes the second. And the throw in time, and now it's 10-9. Just like that, Green Bay has cut it to a one-run ball game, and the tying run at second. Anzai and Holman get home. And Mateo Matthews gets the best of his collegiate teammate. So Alec Burnett is going to have to shake it off. He's going to look to get one more out. He has to. Cooper Kelly, who's 1-for-3 with a walk. It was a 10-3 ball game at one point. Six unanswered runs. Three in the top of the eighth. And now three here in the top of the ninth. So Kelly the shortstop. And it looks like a pinch runner coming in for Mateo Matthews. So, 10-9 lead. So, a pinch runner for Kyler Zukowski, the pinch runner. He'll be stepping in for Matthews. As a swing and a miss for Kelly, 0-1. So, Burnett is just going to have to shake that off. Remind you, they're still up one run. What's been a long evening of baseball. A long day. Alec Burnett is looking over at second. He'll set. And the 0-1 out and away. 4-1. And 1-1. The pitching staff has really struggled. A 1-1 count. At second is Kyler Zukowski. He's pinch running for Matthews. And Burnett will come forth once again. The 1-1. And a check swing inside. And it comes in for a strike. And he came across 1-2. Ryan, you three more outs to go for the Rafters. Rockers and Rats have tied on hits 10-10. Zukowski at second. Burnett will look in once more. He knows he needs a strikeout. Serve the 1-2 and a swing and a bouncer. And Duffy looks over and gets him down at first. Duffy comes out and gets one down. The runner does not advance. Zukowski stays there, so now two away. It's been a scare. And top of the order with Kendall Yule. 2-for-4. Out of the Kentucky Wildcat. We've seen the Rafters get out of these type innings before. 6 unanswered runs. Kendall Yule, 2-for-4. He's drawn a walk and struck out. One down. Burnett steps high and fires inside, but backs away is Yule. A 1-0 count. A one down. Each team with 10 hits. 19 combined runs. 20 combined hits. It's been a lot of offense here in game 2 of this doubleheader. The Rafters looking to sweep this series. And the 1-0 from Burnett. Right down the plate in four strike. That was a fastball that painted the left edge. A 1-1 count. Zukowski at second. Rafters looking to survive the scare and hold on to win this second game. Burnett the 1-1. He'll look over at second and stops now as a pitching violation on Burnett. So that's the second ball. Two balls and a strike now instead of it being 1-1. Tying run at second, a leading run at the plate. Green Bay has come from the depth, and they have found a way to find themselves getting back in this game. The 2-1 from Burnett, and a swing and a miss. Yule bends low, and Burnett counts this at 2-2. So Alec Burnett looks over at Zukowski and finds a way to get the second strike. The count runs at 2 apiece. 2-2 count with one down. Zukowski, the big leadoff at second. Burnett will come stand. 2-2. He'll kick high, wind, and serve. And a swing and a miss for strike 3. A big strikeout for Alec Burnett, but he's not done yet. 2 down. And Zane Zielinski perhaps could be the final batter of the night. 1-for-3 with a run. He's also had an RBI, and he's drawn a walk. So out of the University of Illinois, Chicago. As a new ball comes in for Alec Burnett. So Zielinski has been able to cross home plate. A 10-9 lead for the Rafters. Zukowski at second. He's pinch running for Mateo Matthews, who lined a ball in the right center. Burnett will fire and a swing and a miss. This time on the outside edge, 0-1. So 0-1 count, 2 strikes away. Alec Burnett, they need his services once more. He's already struck out a batter. 0-1 count would be an unbelievable save for the Columbus, Indiana native. Zukowski has got a major leadoff. He's a couple 4 or 5 steps across the bag as Burnett looks over. Zukowski gets there now. 0-1 count. Zane Zielinski batting a 280, 7 hits for him and an RBI. He acquired his second today. And the 0-1, and right down the plate, 4 strike, 0-2, 1 strike away from putting this thing to bed and ending which day has been a long day of baseball. 0-2 count, 2 down. And here we go, Alec Burnett will look hard. The long stare at home. With the ball in his glove, he'll stand on the first base side of the slab. He'll kick high, the 0-2 to Zielinski, swing and a miss, and that does it. Alec Burnett gets out of the inning, And three-run score for the Rockers, but it does not matter. Not the fourth. The Rafters find a way to take this down 10-9 in what's been a late scare for Green Bay, but they could not get over the hump. Alec Burnett, how about it? Fired up after that one. A two-strikeout inning for him. They call upon his services, and he does it once more. He's been the reason why the Rafters have such a great ERA and the first in the Northwoods League because of pitching like that. Alec Burnett, the hero of the night in the late in the game, the ninth inning, and boy, they need him. And fired up about that one. Rafters hold on to win 10-9, each team with 10 hits. Green Bay made it interesting. Six unanswered runs, but they could not get the seventh. They had all the momentum in the top of the ninth. There was no outs, a runner on second. Burnett gets two strikeouts. He grounds out the first batter and the second and third strikeouts. So it has been a long day of baseball. Sure enough, the Rafters sweep the Rockers. They win 3-1 in game one. That game ended in the seventh and off of a rain delay. And then game two, what's just been a long game to say the least. This game has been about 3 hours and 42 minutes. So the Rafters hold on to win 10-9. They sweep Green Bay. They have won five in a row. They improved to 6-4 as a team. So they'll be back home once more for two more games as they take on the Dock Spiders tomorrow on Thursday, 6:05. And they take on Fond du Lac once more for a two-game series here at Winterfield. So for a long day of baseball, we thank you for joining us here on WFHR, which has been an exciting day and a long day to say the least. So for Joey Fear, for everybody at Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, with the players, coaches, and staff, for everybody at WFHR, saying so long from Winterfield. We'll see you right back here at 5:50 on WFHR. The Rafters take on the Dock Spiders. We'll see you then. Have a good night, everyone.
...that explore the deep layers of meaning within a simple garment, such as a dress. You can mark your calendars and explore this profound beauty and significance with Laura Youngbird's Inde Wasagadam, My Heart Hurts. Check out the opening reception this Friday, July 14th from 6 to 8 at All My Relationships Arts in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. I always like to say All My Relationships, but it's All My Relations. Just yeah, relations.
You're having flashbacks from all the guys and you were dating in high school there.
All the many, many, many relationships.
Yeah, me too. But I know you've been there, and it's kind of a hidden gem right there, Haley.
It is. Yeah, I didn't know about that. So you kind of have to walk into Powwow Grounds.
Which is the coffee shop, yep.
Which is the coffee shop off of Franklin Avenue there in the cultural corridor. But yeah, definitely go check it out. The last exhibit moved me entirely. Mm. I could have stood in there for hours reading everyone's stories about, their loved ones and their relatives and how they were being honored through art.
Yeah. Inspirational. Yeah. Very emotional and inspirational for sure. And they have that all the time. And I just want to say this too, before I forget, if you're driving down Franklin Avenue, it's on, I guess, the north side of the street, which would be the right side if you're heading towards Minneapolis. And it's a big yellow building, which they painted a few years ago. So it's a, and they have a nice, beautiful mural on the side, and it says Powwow Grounds. But there's a little parking lot there and also parking on the street. And if you're like me, a little sneaky across the street, too, in another parking lot. Also, too, I want to mention this, and this is what I was kind of alluding to when I talked to Dr. Stately, was that the Four Sisters Market is tomorrow. And
yes.
That's always good to hang out and see people. They have Dream of Wild Health there, Wild Heart, and they're selling vegetables that are made in their garden. So go and support artists.
Edible Arts.
Yeah.
Edible Arts and Simone will be out there, hopefully with her pine cone cookies, which I amazingly had the chance to try, and they were amazing a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, she's out there, and she's kind of a celebrity now. She's been on TV, and we had to beg her to come on, but it was a good time, and we'll have to get her on again when it gets close to harvesting time about what she's doing, because the edible arts there, too, it's the jams, mm-hmm. all these things that she's making, like yeah. the old way, you know?
And harvesting all herself, right. which is wild. It's so much work, I can't even imagine.
Right, yeah. Well, and it, I think it's not as much work as you think if you've been doing it and learned how to do it, so it's more of a lifestyle, yeah. because she did say yeah. that's all she does now, right?
I believe so, yeah. Great
so
way.
That's her job, and she's been doing well, and that's great. So what else is going on? I want to talk about this. This was in the Minneapolis paper, and I think I sent you this, Haley. Let me see if I can find it real quick. But it was in the Minneapolis paper, and maybe I sent it to myself. Let me look here. Where are you, Haley? There you are. I didn't send it to you, did I?
I don't believe so.
Here it is. It's Nebraska, which we have a lot of people from our family that's from Nebraska, that they're digging at a Native boarding school, and it continues. An archaeologist resumed digging Tuesday at the remote site of a former Native American boarding school in central Nebraska, searching for the remains of children who died there decades ago. You know, the search for a hidden cemetery near the, and it's Indian Industrial School, gained renewed interest after the discovery of hundreds of children's remains at other Native American boarding schools across the U.S. and Canada since 2021. It's just amazing that there are so many boarding schools out there that have these mass graves and treating our relatives in a bad way and dying there. I don't know if you know this, Haley, but my Gaga, which would be your great-grandma, my grandma, Helen.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember hearing a story that she was in a school, and that Howard McKee Jr., which is my great-grandfather and your great-great-grandfather, went there and kidnapped her back. So, I mean,
wow.
everybody
I think
has,
I have heard a little bit about that, actually.
Right. Everybody has, that's Native American, has some relative that is connected to boarding schools and things that we don't talk about, and it's hard for our relatives to talk about. And so we're still here, and we like to say that, you know. So, great show. Great to hear from Governor Evers, and also always great to hear from Dr. Stately. So I want to just let everyone groove on this new little music I'm playing here. So you've been listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And as always, free Leonard Peltier now.
So we pray through dance we think of our loved ones. We wish for good.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about. And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cran.